Hey everyone, you're listening to our special series of Gossip That's Good For You. It was bad, now it's good.
In these episodes, we're going to take a closer look at one particular subject matter that stems from moments occurring in pop culture, the media, and the shows we watch.
It brings up experiences we believe affects most of us, and we'll try to work it out with one another.
Experiences from childhood, our friendships, relationships, career choices, lessons we were taught that molded the views we have on life today.
We'd also like to invite our listeners to email us your thoughts, suggestions, and questions, or even subjects you'd like to hear us talk about in future episodes. Our email is gossipthat'sgoodforyou@gmail.com, which you could also find in the podcast show notes. In this week's episode, we discuss the nasty and bad gossip. Where does it stem from? Why do some people relish in it and others don't go there? When we were kids, we thought the gossip would end as adults, and yet it continues. Where's the line? What's just chit-chat and what's plain cruel? There is so much to discuss. So let's get started.
Okay, Molly, I'm super excited to talk about this because it's actually pertinent to my current life, which is so embarrassing. I'm in my late 30s and all of the people I know here in Los Angeles are in their also late 30s. I've never been around adults that gossip so much in kind of a cruel way as the as a group of people that I know here. And it's really bizarre. And I don't really know how to feel about it or how to handle a situation like that, because the last time I was like around this kind of behavior was like in middle school.
Oh no.
I know. So how do you handle when people that you know people are gossiping about you, or you hear people gossiping about someone you know? Mm-hmm. But not in a way that's like, you know, there's two different kinds of gossip. There's a gossip where you're just like, oh my gosh, did you hear that Susan and Tim are dating? Or did you hear that Susan and Tim are getting divorced? But then there's gossip that's like gleefully like, did you hear that Susan and Tim are getting divorced? I heard that Susan's such a whore, you know? Right.
And then you start trashing the person, talking about how you don't like them, what they do weird and wrong.
Like, and judging them and like creating a narrative based on just for fun, for entertainment. And it's like, you know, we do that on reality shows about reality TV characters, but it's really shocking. And maybe I shouldn't be so shocked. People do it in real life.
I know. Well, yeah, they do in real life because reality shows are actually real life, even if it's edited and maybe enhanced, it still is like real life.
I feel like those people though are on purpose trying to create drama in their life that doesn't, could because they need to be entertaining for TV.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's like making people then think that they should be doing that in their own lives, like for real when they watch them.
I mean, I think that the people in these reality shows are just people who truly naturally enjoy being this way. Like it's what comes naturally to them. And they're just like thrilled to be on television and be paid and to be a quote unquote somebody. I know what you're saying about when is the gossip like really not hurtful and not meant to be gossip, or when is it like somebody's like really just trashing and bashing you? And are you supposed to feel good about that someone's talking about you, or would we rather somebody not talk about us at all? Like, do we like being in somebody's mouth because it makes us relevant?
Yeah, you want to be in somebody's mouth, you want them to care about you, but there is a weird line of like, okay, well, now you're just being like, now it's like, actually, this is my real life. And you're just, it's entertainment for you, but it's my reality.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So when we were in middle school and this was going on, I feel like it was at its most vicious, right? Like everybody was just so mean and so gossipy and so like relish in it. And at that age, you're like so confused about who you are and where you belong. And like this sort of world is brand new to you actually. And you don't really know how to navigate it. I remember in middle school, it was a very scary world for me. I was like, I hated that I was being talked about or being you know, knew that girls were like, I guess, talking about me in a bad way, like in a really hurtful way. And then you felt like you always had to confront it in middle school. Like you always had to address it. And now as adults, when this happens, we definitely seem to have more freedom or the allowance to decide to not address it. Does it make you more mature to not address it? Or are you letting somebody just continue to talk shit about you? I don't know.
No, I don't know either. And that's what I'm struggling with. I'm like, you never feel good confronting someone. I feel like it does. It always makes you feel almost worse because you're like, hey, I heard you that you said all this like bad stuff about me. And then like, no matter what the response, if they're like, oh yeah, I'm so sorry. Or, oh no, I didn't. Or, whatever the response is, or if they're like, yeah, I didn't, I meant it. Right. It's not going to feel any better. Right. And you're not going to be able to trust that person or feel good about them. And in my case, like these people aren't really my friends. Like they're just people, you know, I know, or who are acquaintances, but just like in a similar social circle.
Yeah.
And it's just so bizarre because I'm like, I don't care about you. Like I could not give a shit less about anything going on in your personal life.
Right.
That's why, like, I cannot imagine caring this much about someone else's life. Even in middle school, I definitely was part of the group of mean girls. Like I did, but that was so like what the regret. And also it was like, because I was insecure and because my life's, you know, I didn't have anything going on in my life. So, and I also wanted to not be the one targeted. So I would join in. And like, when your life is pretty dull, you like other people's lives are more interesting.
Okay. Interesting.
But it's still like, there's a principle of like, oh my God, I want to find justice for myself, but you really can't.
Well, I think you are correct with the idea that like somebody's gossiping about you because they are envious of you in some way and they just want to be cranky about you because you have something they don't have, whatever it may be, like a personality trait that they don't have or a job. And I feel like when I get into a more gossipy place, it's when I'm really unhappy in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm just miserable and I want to just hate on everyone. I'm sort of being extreme saying all this or generalizing it, but I find when I'm like in a good place mentally, I really am not shit talking anybody or obsessing over somebody that I have a problem with. So in this particular situation, it sounds like this one person or maybe a few people are struggling. And you even just said it in middle school, you were saying, I didn't really have a lot going on. And
yeah.
So it gave me something to like be entertained by.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would use jealousy, but it's kind of like, I think it's like, and maybe, and this is with me because I don't want to project how, why other people do what they do, but it's definitely like when you see someone else, if you're in a bad place or if like there's things going wrong in your life or you're not feeling, you're not, you know, at your best or even at your like medium.
Yeah.
Someone else's seeming like when they seem happy when you feel like they shouldn't be, or if they have a confidence that you don't think they should be having. And like, it's, don't understand it. And like, you don't, it's like, why do they have the right to be confident or feeling the way they do or behave the way they do when I can't possibly feel that way?
Totally. I totally see that.
Yeah. In this case, like, it's like, I'm not special. Like they do it. It's like people usually do it. Like you, when you notice it, and also it's like a fair warning when you hear people talking shit about other people all the time. Mm-hmm. And if it's a pattern of a person's behavior, and like maybe in the moment you're like, oh, they're confiding in me. Like, oh, it's funny because you're part of it. You will soon be the target of it.
Eventually it's going to come to you. So I noticed that. Okay, wait, I'm trying to think. This is the first time I had really felt on the other side of things. Like I was on this job once and I wasn't the boss on this job. And the person who was my boss was sort of controlling and just kind of wanted me all to themselves, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I felt sort of like excluded by them from the other group within our department. And I remember towards the end of the job, nobody was gossiping, so to speak, to me about anything at all. And that was the first time in my life I had ever felt like I wasn't in the circle, I guess you could say. And I realized that it was because I was totally being lumped in with my boss because they were unhappy with my boss. And because I worked directly under the boss, I was like grouped in. And I actually mentioned it to a coworker after the job ended. I worked with this girl on another job and I was like, hey, I felt this really weird energy. And she was like, yep, you're not wrong.
Oh, wow.
Everybody was talking about you.
Oh, what were they saying? Did she tell you what they were saying about you?
She's like, I understand why you were kind of mistakenly placed in this position. This was a number of years ago, but it shattered me. It shattered me because I did not place myself, like I wasn't being a certain way where I deserved it or felt that like I was allowed to be, or I was warranted that I was disliked. I mean, it's, I don't even want to say disliked because I'm still friends at work with all these people, but just the drama that started to ensue, like I couldn't separate myself from it. It's almost like I had to pick a side, and to survive the job, I had to be on my boss's side, if that makes sense.
But no, that makes sense.
It was the first time that I was like, I know people are not like buddying up to me anymore. And this, it made, like, I had this like sick feeling in my stomach. And so this coworker confirmed it to me and I really appreciated it because what I did from that is decide to never attach myself to a person again at work because, you know, I'm a freelancer. So I made myself a completely independent person. Like I didn't want anybody to associate me with like, oh, Molly always works with that person. Oh, Molly's always within this circle of people at work. Like I wanted to be a free bird after that because I never wanted to be talked about in a way that I didn't deserve it. And I was like falsely being accused and gossiped about when I know I wasn't doing anything by choice, I guess you could say. It was really like sink or swim in this situation for me. So anyways, it was weird to be on the side of like, nobody's a fan of you right now.
Yeah. And it's so unfair. And I will say like in this situation for me, it's like, you have to be so careful of people who are too invested in your life when it's good, because when it's bad, they're going to also be just as invested and capitalize. Because for them, it's all a game. For them, it's all entertainment.
Yes.
And I think people have a hard time separating, like, this is not entertainment. It's like a person.
It's my life.
It's my life, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that's interesting. Yeah, you're right about the, if when people stop talking to you, then you know.
That you're maybe being talked about. And I've definitely recognized within myself when I'm, because I've gone through a lot of roller coaster rides the past number of years, being divorced and going through my relationship. It's been rough. And I know I've gone through periods where I'm like really unhappy and anxious or struggling. And I'm just like bitching and moaning and whining. And sometimes you could tell your friends sort of pull away for a minute because they're probably just like, I can't listen to you anymore. Or I need to like self-protect. Like I can't listen to your crap day in and day out. And I think that just comes with self-awareness, and I'm able to gain self-awareness and pause as hard as it is and be like, you need to stop bitching and moaning because I think your friends might be talking about you a little bit.
Yeah. It's funny because like one of my guy friends here, he was like, just, he's like, why are you surprised? And also be mean to their face. He's like, you always told me I was too mean. He's like, that's why I confront them to their face. I say, and he is, I think, I would always get upset. I'm like, you're so mean to them. Like you say, and he's like, because they're bad, mean. And so you have to fight. And I'm like, oh, I think like on the surface, it seems like I could be like very confrontational and like, you know, I'm gonna, but truly I'm not. Like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. Like, I don't want to be mean. I'd rather prefer not to do that, or it's just uncomfortable, but it's like that instinct of like, God, that's powerful. Like if you could cut down a bully, it feels so good, but I just, it would actually just make me feel worse.
I agree with you. I actually had this therapist who, you know, talking about somebody who I felt was not really respecting me, someone not like really directly in my life. And my therapist was like, you stand up to her and you tell her you're crossing a line. You don't do that. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, why wouldn't you do that? And I was like, because I'm scared of this person. I'm not gonna you know, sometimes that's not the answer.
And also I want, if you want nothing from that person, like I actually don't, I see you. I don't want you to be my, like, I don't need your approval. Like, I don't need anything. I just, you know, I wish you would just leave me alone.
Can we just have peace? Can we just coexist peacefully? And like, I'm not interested in this drama with you. Like, can you stop? Because I don't need this anxiety of like seeing you and being like, why is this person constantly bashing me?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, if you're going to talk about me, do a better job of it so that I don't know. You know, like,
I mean, if you were to say something, I think the worst way to approach it is to be confrontational and nasty. I think that's childish. I don't think it's right to go up to somebody and be like, so all I hear is you talking shit about me. What's your problem? I mean, I think men are more inclined to be that way. I think women who do that, I think it's aggressive and kind of psycho-y to be that way. And it all depends on the person who you're dealing with and the energy of this person. Like some
like
people,
how much you care, you know, like about that person. Like,
okay. If you care enough to that point, you could just be like, hey, I'm not interested in fighting. I just want to know if there's an issue between us. We don't have to be friends. I just want to check in. I mean, I think it's just about responding maturely. And if that person responds immaturely, I mean, absolutely walk away and it's not worth entertaining, but
yeah,
it depends if you want to even go there. I don't know.
And I'm not even hoping. I know that this is like so fleeting. There'll be something else for people to focus on and they'll care about some new thing to target and like some new gossip will come up that'll be the focus that, you know, it won't matter, but it's just like,
what are they even focusing on with you? Is it your personality? Relationship?
No, it's my,
they're judging your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just pure jealousy. It's pure jealousy. I mean, or judgment, complete judgment. Why, first of all, why do they care?
They're taking sides. So I know, why do they care? The other thing is these people were so invested when I got into this. It's just, why is none of your fucking business about anything that.
So when you got involved in this relationship, they were like, awesome, amazing, like cheerleading you?
Not even. I feel like it wasn't even a happy. It was more like, what's going on? Like, tell us like the gossip. They were like asking very personal questions in a way that I was like, it's so inappropriate. But I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like I can engage because it's fine. But they were like happy, like, you know, like at least on the surface pretending. But then it's like the capitalizing when there's a problem that's none of their business or something, you know, they are making something so much worse. So, and taking like and creating a drama that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, that's why, I mean, me and Tommy have become very private about anything that goes on between us. Like, you know, obviously like I would share with you if something's bothering me and stressing me out about him, but he is very private because the truth is the more people involved in your personal life, the more that you can get confused and manipulated, it can manipulate your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not okay.
But they take up all the air in a room.
So people who take up all the air in the room really are just attention whores and just need something to live for. You know, they don't have a lot. I don't know. Maybe they have boring jobs. Maybe they have boring love lives. Maybe they're not happy with themselves, but to obsess over somebody else's personal situation is dumb and pathetic.
So dumb. So pathetic. And I just think it's so weird too. I will say when people care so much about the romantic life and relationship of other people, even like your friends, you care when they talk to you about it. Like if you're going to talk to me about, if you have like, you know, you want to talk about your relationship and like something's going on and you're talking to your friend, yes, you care and you want to. But it's like to care so, to be that interested or care is so fucking weird to me.
It's kind of creepy, right?
It's creepy. And it's like, what?
So
why? Like I can't imagine caring that much about anyone else's, like it's so weird.
It doesn't give you room to breathe and process on your own how you feel about the situation. And that's a very middle school behavior. Like, to be like, oh my God, what happened? Did you guys kiss? Did you guys hold hands? Did you make out? Did you do this? And it's like, oh my God, can I figure this out on my own, please? And if people are going to like be that way as a, I think it's about you also recognizing this behavior in people before it like really starts to go downhill, and to just be like, don't feed them information.
I know. I made those mistakes.
Just don't even do it. You can't feed them anything. Cause people do that to me, about me and Tommy for sure. You know, there's a few people where I was like, you're just asking because you find our relationship very kind of suspect or different. And you just mm-hmm. want to know the gossip when maybe there's really nothing to even share that's interesting.
Or like you're asking so that you have information to use like yes. for fodder behind my back.
Which is definitely what's happened to us for sure. Like somebody did that to me specifically and I fell for it. And it really hurts, you know? So people can be fake and pretend that they like you and they're your friend and they're actually just want info to feed to someone else.
Oh, it's psychotic. And you know what else? I'm like, so also like when you were getting divorced, and I think this is so bizarre, the way that other people, and like, I know this like from as your friend, like the way people decided like to take a side, or like as if like there was, they could have an opinion on like the inner workings of like your, I thought at the time, I mean, I think this in every situation, like it is so weird and like, so like there's something so disturbing to me about that, that I'm like, how could you, on what planet? Like, is that even a reaction that seems like one that you should have or feels normal to you?
Yeah. Like where do you get the audacity to have that attitude towards my divorce?
Yeah. Or have an opinion. Like how do you even have an opinion? It has nothing to do with you.
I think a lot more people were like that than I'm aware of. And like, I appreciate, I mean, you shared with me a few things people have said, and it's like shocking the certain people who have said things that I'm like, and I think for the most part, I've been protected by not hearing a lot of gossip, which is better for my mental health. If I wanted to like destroy my mental health, I could definitely have gotten really into it with certain people and asked many questions and heard things that would be hurtful. But the one thing I had heard was somebody had the audacity to ask, oh, is she still with that old guy? Oh, did that old guy get her pregnant? Who the fuck do you think you are to phrase and to pose rather my relationship in that light, that an old man got me pregnant?
Yeah, like it's so disgusting. It's truly disgusting.
Disgusting and despicable.
Yeah.
Like, nobody got me pregnant. I am in love with this person. I've been with him for a number of years now. I mean,
so I think, and this is a pattern. I think a lot of the time these people that act like this, they have unhealthy relationships themselves.
Yes.
They are responding in a way that's like, to them, they're speaking and like treating a relationship the way that they treat their own ones and the way they feel about their own relationships. And that's why it's like, oh God, it's so toxic and negative. And you're like, oh God, that's, that's how you see love and relationships and friendship.
Like, oh, so that's really how you're living your personal relationships and friendships. Like that's how you really see people's dynamic, that like you can't possibly imagine that two people just found each other and happy and in love and decided at some point, for reasons that you don't need to know, got pregnant and got married when they chose to. But it's like you're phrasing it this way because that's how you view relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's sick and twisted and disgusting. And obviously there's massive envy too.
And I think it's like even an envy of like people just envy other, when you see other people living, being happy or like not being miserable. And you're like, how dare they not be miserable?
Right.
They should be.
Right. I'm miserable. I don't want them to be happy. They need to be miserable like me. And of course, I think most people subconsciously think that. I don't think
I don't think it's on purpose. Like, I don't think they know that they're like, oh, I'm jealous of that person not being miserable. They don't get this. Yeah, it's completely subconscious for sure.
I'm able to have empathy to a point with people like that. But obviously, when you are making it directly about me, I'm just like, I don't have time for you. I'm not acknowledging you know, so somebody speaking that way about me is pretty cruel. And what am I going to do? Go up to them and be like, how dare you? Like, you know what? I'm in a good place.
Then it's also giving them like that you care. And it's like,
yeah, giving them power.
And it's like, because you don't care. Like what, and ultimately, and especially like in your situation, like that person, you don't care about them. Like it sucks that they said it. And like, you want the justice of being like, fuck you.
Yeah,
like
how, sure.
But also it's like, God, but the energy to expel, to have to deal with you, I'd rather like not eat healthy. Glass. Yeah,
it's not healthy. So, you know, and I, in my head, I'm always like fantasizing at times, which I also think is unhealthy. Like if I see this person, am I going to go after them? But it's like, no,
no.
And I don't even want that unhealthy thought in my head. I think it's best to not feed into this, and it'll die out quicker by you not responding.
Yeah. There's a few people who I'm in the same like social circle that I really trust and I feel close to, and who have been really helpful. Cause like one of the people I'm friends with was like, don't even like literally let it go so much, be zen, because it's like so not worth it. They are not worth it. Like it doesn't matter. Avoid it like as much as possible.
I agree.
And it's like, yeah, you're right. Do I actually care? Did I ever care what they think? No, I didn't. But it's just like, still like, you can't help but like initially your ego being a little bit like, ugh, sure. Ouch. Like, sure. And like, why are these people like hurting Mike, being mean to me for something that's like, has nothing to do with them, you know, like at all.
Yeah, I know.
But then it's also like, well, because they're losers. Like, I don't know, because they need this, like they need the entertainment, and it's like, fine, I don't.
Yeah, they need the entertainment for some reason. I mean, and you, I don't know who these people are, so I can't really start to like figure out what it is, but these are just my guesses that they just don't have a lot going on and they wish they did. And they're unhappy because they need to feed off of other people's unhappiness to make them feel better.
Yeah.
Sick.
It is sick. And I think there is such a line of gossip, like where we all do it. And my guy friend was like, you love gossip. Like everybody loves gossip. Think about it. Like, you know, like, so like, you know, it sucks when it's your, but like, you know, and I'm like, you know what? You're right. I don't like gossip in the way that this is. And it's like, I need to then be more aware and careful, because also everything you say and everything you hear and you don't respond to in like a, hey, no, that's actually, I'm not supportive of what you're saying, or like, hey, I don't agree with that. I want to be more conscious of like, being careful of who you tell things to, because, you know, it's telephone. You tell someone something, they're going to exaggerate it or like misinterpret, or not even misinterpret. I think by virtue of like when they retell that story of whatever you told them, they're going to exaggerate it to be more entertaining, because
it is,
that's human nature too. Like
it is the game of telephone, you know?
Yeah.
I really try to consider when I'm being gossipy that anything I'm saying, I could feel comfortable enough to say that to the person, even if it's in an uncomfortable way. At least I could be like, listen, I felt this way, you know. Well, you do this.
I feel like I do, like, and it gets me in trouble sometimes. Like I'm honest to a person's face to a fault.
Yeah, same.
But it's like, sometimes you have to be careful, because I'm like, you don't want to just say something that, you know, that's going to be hurtful. Is it necessary? Is it helpful? Like, is it any of those things, like being conscious of that? Because you don't always have to tell someone everything you think about them to their face. You don't have to be like,
no.
You seem like you're very annoying because like, I don't like the way you talk. I don't like,
That's crazy. You can't be
it's
that
crazy.
Way.
Or like, I think you're stupid. I think your opinions are like you.
No.
If you really don't like them, maybe because they were mean to you or you don't like the way they're treating someone, I think, yeah, then it's okay. Then you should confront them, because rather than talking shit about them behind their back, like, do you want to solve the problem? Well, then talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Let's just solve it. You know, it's like, stop complaining about it to, like, I'd be like, Denise, stop complaining about it to me. Just go talk to them. Like, I can't do anything to you about this. And I think in that case, it's a different kind of gossip than just deciding to be like relishing over somebody's misfortunes or difficult situation. You know, gossip is also just like complaining too. Like you're just cranky and you want to complain, and that's not healthy. It's not good, but we do all do it. And when I'm around certain people who wring that out of me a lot more. And I don't like that. And I start to feel gross inside, or because I'm just bitching and complaining with them. And I have to creep back from these people. It's, you know, and then the other thing I do when someone's gossiping to me and I don't want to engage, but I don't want to be like, I'm sorry, I'm not engaging in this conversation, because that's obnoxious too. I just, I'm like, I mean, okay, I see your point. You know, I don't go, oh my God, really? Oh, what else happened? For anybody to say they never gossip, like,
oh, lying.
You're lying.
You're lying.
I mean, let's, you know, we're human. We are not perfect.
And you can bend it. And when you don't like someone, it's fun. Like, you know, you bond over talking shit about people like you mutually dislike, you know, like we've all do that. We all do that.
Yeah. I've definitely met people who truly, really don't like talking at all about people. And I almost feel like those people make me more uncomfortable, because I feel like they're being so judgmental of me, even just like casually like bitching when I don't really mean it. I'm just kind of like, they're annoying. And I feel like that person's like, you're terrible.
I know. And I don't trust those people, because I'm like, no, I'm telling you. And usually when you're venting, you're like, this person did this thing. Like, and it's like, cause like right now I'd say I'm venting without like, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you can, but there's like a line of like doing it to be cruel, doing it to get blow off steam. And then like what my friend, I really like, and she's a great person. She's been very helpful. Mm-hmm. She was like, you're allowed to vent. She's like, I'll give you until January 1st. You can vent, you can bitch about this. You can be upset. You can be complain, but then you're going to let it go and you're not going to care. You're going to never bring it up again. Like, you're just going to be, she's like, because it's so not worth it. She's like, but you have this time. She's like, vent as much as you need. And I'm here for you. Like, tell them like we can vent about it, but then you got to let it go. And I'm like, that is so true and so healthy.
I think that's really healthy. And I kind of like that you don't have to feel guilty at all venting about this for like the next couple of days. And then, you know, like time's up and it's really like, okay, time to move on. Truly time to, I mean, obviously you might need to say things here and there, but it's not something that's like, you're not allowed.
Yeah. But it's also like, I don't, being realistic of like, do I care? Does my ego care? Like what really cares here? Is it my me or is it my ego's bruised? Because I'm like, oh my God, like, well, my ego is bruised in this situation because I feel like my pride was like, why am I letting them get away with doing this to me? Mm-hmm. I want to say bullying is so, but like bullying me, like, why am I letting them get away with it? But then it's like, that's my pride. Like, get away with it. Who cares? Like,
it is pride.
I don't care. Truly. Yeah. When I come to myself, I'm like, I have to breathe and let it the fuck go. I can cry about it one time and then let it out. And then it's like, why am I crying? Like, why do I care? You know?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's just something I think you need to just work through. Days need to pass.
Yeah.
And that's it. And luckily, I think as adults, we don't have to experience this crap as bad anymore. I mean, some people do, but I feel like you ask for it if you do.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, it should not. Well, not in, no, you shouldn't deal with it as an adult. I mean, adults still suck. Like, we're still gossipy, like, monsters, but usually not like delighting in other people's unfortunes, like misfortunes, you know?
Yeah. I think that I definitely can just say that when I'm in a really good place, I really don't think about other people's situations and gossip about them. I really think it boils down to people are unhappy when they go to that place. I think that's the answer.
Yeah. No,
I
think you're right, Molly. This was really helpful.
Good.
This was gossip that was good for me.
I think it's something that everybody can take away something from this, because it's such a general subject that always hits no matter what age you are or what situation you're in life.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Which is unfortunate, but it's true.
So unfortunate, but it's life. So thanks for tuning in to our special series of Gossip That's Good For You. It was bad. Now it's good. Once again, email us at gossipthat'sgoodforyou@gmail.com for any questions, comments, and ideas for future topics you'd like to hear us discuss on this series. We hope that this was enlightening, helpful, encouraging, and thought-provoking. And don't forget to tune into our regular series of Gossip That's Good For You, airing weekly. We hope this gossip was as good for you as it was for us. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.